Good morning and oh, it's afternoon. So a good start. And happy Labor Day, everyone. Quick video today on something that kept me up last night. And I've been getting better and better at not getting, you know, freaked out at 2 o'clock in the morning and endlessly brain going in a billion directions. But every once in a while, it still catches me up. And one of the cool things about doing what I do and having thought about this stuff long enough is when I get into these cycles, I become sort of really aware of kind of what's going on and then trying to find ways of actually pulling it apart and discovering what do I need to do. So what I got stuck in at 2 o'clock in the morning last night is what I'm calling the judgment paradox. And it's a really, really, really annoying cycle to get into. And it goes something like this. You're worried and freaked out about something, say for instance, an event you're hosting or a webinar, and you're not sure if people are going to show up or if they're going to like what you have to say, or you could be going to a meeting and you're like, am I going to be able to sell properly at that meeting? Will they say yes to me? Will I sound funny? Will I look funny? Will I do something to embarrass myself? Blah, blah, blah. So we go into this massive death spiral of self-judgment. And what ends up happening is instead of being able to move past it, what that self-judgment cycle does is it prevents us from taking action. And the one single thing that can help us to escape from that death cycle is action. And so what I did at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was really super freaked out about something that I'm working on, and I started going into my cycle. It is a very common cycle for me. Part of it is kind of how I grew up. Part of it is just a cycle I got into over the years. I did get fired a lot when I worked in corporate Canada. So it kind of like hurts the ego. 3 times, in case you're wondering, is how many times I got fired in 11 years. And so what I did is I'm like, okay, note the cycle. So one of the most important things when you're diving back into a bad habit or a bad thought cycle is to stop the train, kind of go, okay, whoa, wait a second. I don't want to think this way anymore. So I looked at the fear of my big fear, like if we want to be totally honest and transparent, is the no one's going to show up thing. Huge problem for me. And I continued to work through it. So that reared its ugly head at 2 o'clock in the morning when I woke up. And that's when I'm most vulnerable. So took a deep breath and changed the thought pattern to, I'm not afraid. I'm a doer. And so trying to rebuild again, that neural pathway, changing my old thought patterns to new thought patterns by literally thinking the new thing often enough, right? It's part of what I talk about in my book, part of what I talk about in my training, which you can join. I've actually just opened up registration for my group training. It's 75% off highperformancelife.ca. You can register for that today. Of course, if you want to talk to me, I'm pretty easy to find. So you change your thought pattern. I'm a doer. And then the crux of it, and this is how you start to really pull out of it and you stay out of that death spiral, that judgment, that self-judgment, that self-sabotage cycle, is to say, now, what am I going to do? And when you put something, some piece of action that goes along with the desire, then that's how that old thought pattern starts to die, right? So my son just wrote a blog. I'm so proud of him, How to Survive a Panic Attack. He's 14. He has been dealing with this since he was 3. And his insights were really great. And he used a story in his blog, which you can get on my website, rebeccamountain.ca, that I have told him many, many times. And I'll share it with you again now. There are always two wolves that are fighting in your head. The good wolf, which is all the positive thoughts and positive ways that you look at yourself. And the bad wolf, which is all that negative stuff, that self-judgment, that self-sabotage, the things that are going to hold you back. And they're constantly at war. So you will always have both of them within you. But the one that wins each and every battle is the one you feed. And so last night at 2:30, because it took me some time, I thought, okay, if I'm going to get out of this death spiral, if I'm going to go back to sleep and actually feel refreshed the next day and have enough energy to be productive, what am I going to do? And I came up with one very simple task. So when I woke up, 8:30 this morning, got out of bed, kissed my husband, went downstairs, made some tea, sat down, did that thing. And it was a small thing, but it had a big impact. And that's something I think people forget as well. They think in order to conquer these horrible thoughts, these judgment paradoxes we get ourselves into, that we have to do something bold and big and huge. And you don't. All you need is a small thing, one small step that you can commit to and that you actually do to start breaking that cycle. Because that action of movement, of pulling yourself away from it, of saying, no, I'm not going to listen to those thoughts. I'm going to act my way out of them. I'm going to do something that pushes me in a different direction. Because if you're not moving in the direction you want to go to, you are sliding back into where you have always been. And it may be uncomfortable, but sometimes we can get very comfortable in what is uncomfortable. So we can become very used to self-sabotage, self-judgment, self-immolation, and all these other kind of self-limiting beliefs that really, really hurt us. So we don't want to be there, but we don't know how to get out of there. So I'm telling you right now today, think of the thing that is holding you back most. Think of the thought you think often enough that could potentially be holding you back. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. No one will listen to me. No one will support me. You know, whatever it is. And what is one small thing that you can do to pull yourself out of that? It could be making a list, right? So a lot of the things that kind of get me all fired up and wonky and weird is fearing I'm going to miss deadlines because I'm not the most detailed individual. So if I go and I say, okay, the one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make a list and that's going to keep me organized. Cha-ching, we're good, right? And so I get up and then because it always hits me in the middle of the night. Always somewhere between 2 and 4. I'm sure there's a reason for that. So if you know about the reason for that, feel free to post it in the comments. I would love to know. So again, I have my wonderful nighttime panics. And then I work my way out of that to say, what is the one thing I'm going to do? And honestly, as soon as I make that decision, all right, I'm a doer and I'm going to do this. So the two things go hand in hand. What is the new thought? And what is the action you're going to take that supports the new thought? So I'm a doer and I'm going to do this. And honestly, it works so well because when I know what I'm going to do, it takes the anxiety out of what I'm feeling. And when I don't have anxiety, I can relax. And when I relax, I go back to sleep. And I slept great all the way through till 8:30. And I got up and I was refreshed and it was fantastic. So if you're struggling with something right now, a fear, a thought, a belief that doesn't serve where you want to go, think differently about it. What do you want? What is a new thought? So again, the example I had is I'm a doer, right? It could be that you could think of yourself as being accomplished, that you're smart enough. Take the old thought, flip it around on its head and think the exact opposite. Start there. And what is one thing you can do to move you in the direction of what you want to go? And if you're still stuck, please click on that link or go to highperformancelife.ca, check out what's there. The program is designed not to tell you what to do, but to show you all the habits and mindsets based on science and neuroscience that have been proven to deliver increased income, happiness, confidence, and success. And not just for today, but for every day. And that's what I want for you. So I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy Monday, or whatever the day of the week you're watching this, and I'll see you soon.